River Farm Network. High fertilizer prices are driven by global supply and demand factors. The Mosaic Company Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, Ben Pratt, says that's especially true for phosphate.
We've had a number of dynamics have really kind of changed the market recently. Most notably, with a shortage of supply to meet demand throughout this year, some countries that are big producers of phosphates have stopped letting their producers export phosphates. The most notable of those is China. The Chinese government has stopped allowing its phosphate producers to export phosphates entirely, which has really put a crimp on supply in the rest of the world and has thus driven up prices everywhere.
U.S. farmers are concerned about possible fertilizer shortages. National Corn Growers Association would like the Mosaic Company to lift their tariffs on phosphorus fertilizer imported from outside of the United States. Pratt says the countervailing duties imposed on Morocco and Russian fertilizer products earlier this year aren't impacting U.S. phosphate prices at this point.
In the time since then, and since the countervailing duties were in fact imposed, the price difference between the U.S. and, say, Brazil, other benchmark countries, has gone away entirely. And today, in fact, I know prices are very high, but today phosphate prices in the U.S. are slightly lower than they are in Brazil. Why is that? It's because the imports that were coming from Morocco and Russia have been replaced by imports from many other countries. And what that indicated to us is that the other countries that have filled that gap and have, in fact, filled it more than the imports that were coming from the other two countries.
Bayer